Welcome to the Raised with Jesus podcast, 10 minutes every day where the life of Jesus meets yours. Raised with Jesus is a biblical Lutheran podcast for Toledo and beyond, and today we're looking at the first portion of Ephesians chapter 5. Paul writes, "Therefore, be imitators of God as his dearly loved children, and walk in love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. But do not let sexual immorality, any kind of impurity, or greed be mentioned among you, as is proper for the saints. Obscenity, foolish talk, and coarse joking are also out of place. Instead, give thanks. Certainly, you are aware of this. No immoral, impure, or greedy person, such a person is an idolater, has an inheritance in the kingdom of Christ, who is God. Let no one deceive you with empty words. It is because of these things that the wrath of God is coming on the sons of disobedience, so do not share in what they do. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. Try to learn what is pleasing to the Lord, and do not participate in fruitless deeds of darkness. Instead, expose them. For it is shameful even to mention the things that are done by people in secret, but everything exposed by the light becomes visible, for it is light that makes things visible. Therefore it is said, 'Awake, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you.'" This is the word of our God. Paul begins in verse 1 with "therefore," and the hint for reading your Bibles on your own and for understanding how it all fits together. Whenever you run across the word "therefore," stop and ask, "What is it there for?" You know, kind of a funny joke. And the point of "therefore," in Greek, you know, it's just this one little three-letter word, "un." The point of the "therefore" is to draw some sort of connection between everything that has just been said and the application that he is going to be making in just the next paragraph or so. You could think of it as Paul pointing back to the principles and the basic foundational ideas that he had just talked about, and that he's going to be building off of those or building onto those with the application that he is now leading into. And the "therefore" kind of brings us back to, I don't know, verse 25 to verse 30, maybe even the second half of chapter 4, because thematically, the second half of chapter 4 is really the beginning of gets us into the second half of the book. It's not exactly a clean division between, you know, first half of the themes of the first half being the first three chapters and the themes of the second half being the second three chapters. The first major theme carries into chapter 4 ever so slightly. But the "therefore" at the beginning of chapter 5 brings us back to the fact that we Christians live changed lives. Even verse 21, "But you did not learn Christ in that way. As far as your former way of life is concerned, you were taught to take off the old self and to be renewed continually in the spirit of your mind and to put on the new self." And that's the idea that Paul is talking about here, that as Christians, we are new people. And as Christians, we have been made new. And as Christians, God's work in us, Christ's work for us, all point to how we now live in a different way, in a different way to those around us. "Therefore, be imitators of God as his dearly loved children." Quick little summary, a good way of understanding it. Imitate God and walk in love. And you notice that Paul really sets the scene, sets the stage in verses 1 and 2 of chapter 5, especially if you're looking at your paper Bibles today. Be imitators of God as his dearly loved children. And how do we imitate God? We walk in love. And imitators of God imitate the love that Christ had for us and has for us. Christ loved us and gave himself for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. He draws that distinction. He's not saying that Jesus isn't God, because it's obvious from all the context in the entire book that Jesus is God, but the application for you and for me as imitators of God is that we love one another, we love Christ, and we are willing to sacrifice ourselves and our wants and our desires to God and to the will of God, especially, you know, as clearly revealed in his word. And then Paul makes some specific applications of that, beginning in verse 3. The injunctions and against sexual immorality. You notice verse 3 and verse 4, there are two groups of threes. Verse 3, sexual immorality, any kind of impurity or greed be mentioned among you. All those things are saying that I and my wants and my desires are more important and take precedence over the other person and over what God says in his word. And then verse 4, we have another group of three, obscenity, foolish talk, and coarse joking. All of them related to the way we talk in our speech, but also to the way that we are not being imitators of God as dearly loved children, but rather we are letting our mouths run with words that drag other people down and that exalt sinfulness, as he talks about here. Certainly you are aware of this. We have another group of three in verse 5. No immoral, impure, or greedy person. And Paul kind of puts them all under the same umbrella of idolatry, because immorality and impurity and greed are all examples of exalting someone or something or even one's own desires or one's own selfishness above what God has said in his word. And an idol is whatever we look to for our comfort, for our peace, for our security. An idol is whatever we honor, serve, and obey rather than God. And immorality, impurity, and greed, well, we're honoring, serving, and obeying our own desires, or our sinful, yeah, obviously our sinful desires, or those desires cloaked in money, and thinking that money will be the solution, and that money will set things straight, or that our worries will be solved by money. That is idolatry. And Paul warns us very strongly, no such person who is an idolater has an inheritance in the kingdom of Christ. In verse 6, he has a good, 6 and 7, he has a really good application of that. Don't be deceived with empty words, in verse 6, and do not share in what they do. There are ways of talking where people can explain away what they do and why they do it. But Paul says, don't fall prey to that. You know the word of God, and don't join in with them, because that is not who you are. You are a redeemed child of Christ. And that's what he says in verse 8 and 9. For you were once darkness, that's who you used to be, but now you are light in the Lord. So walk as children of the light. Verse 9, for the fruit of light consists in, another group of three, all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And so Paul says, basically, remember who you are, and that this is an ongoing struggle for all people of all times and in every place. And he addresses these specific temptations, which also apply to us today, because the human heart really hasn't changed. And even though we speak a different language and live in a different place and time than the Ephesians do, at the same time, we have the same temptation. And so Paul says, remember who you are. Remember who you are. You are imitators of God. You are his dearly loved children. You have been made new. You have been raised with Jesus. And so therefore, imitate Jesus. He loved us and sacrificed his own will to God. And that is the same guidance for our Christian life today. Love God and sacrifice your own will to God. That might mean, struggling against temptation and taking a serious look at, our finances, perhaps, and seeing where greed has perhaps gotten our priorities out of whack, and where, our current situation is perhaps a reflection of the priorities or the idolatries that we have had. Maybe it's being more careful about the things that we think about, the things that we joke about, the places that our eyes wander, and the thoughts that are permitted to linger. Being more careful and cautious about the tabs that are open in our phone or on our computer. Why? Not because God is some old boogeyman up there with a hammer ready to smack you, but because you're a dearly loved child of God, and Jesus has made you his own and called you to be an imitator of him in all righteousness, truth, and godliness. So as you go about your day, keep in mind who you are: an imitator of God, imitator of Christ, and you have this opportunity to offer your life and yourself as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. You can find us 9 a.m., 2250 South Holland Savannah Road in Maumee. 10:15 a.m. is the time for Hosanna Lutheran Church out in Monclova, and 10 a.m. on Sunday is the time for Zion Lutheran Church over on Nebraska Avenue. All the details are in the show notes. And if you haven't already, be sure to check out our Saturday seminar, also detailed in the show notes. Please register for that. We've got registrations already trickling in, and we'll have a bunch more here in the next week or two, I'm hoping and thinking. And we've got postcards for that at church. Be sure to take a few and pass them along to your friends and neighbors. God bless your day.